we've heard about the Murray Bridge famous Lights on Ridge this festive season, let's hear from an award-winning display in the Karoonda East Murray District at Railway Terrace Wainaka. Carol Menadue joins me now. Welcome, Carol.
Addie, how are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Congratulations. After we spoke last year, you won Best Residential Display for a third year in a row. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of people say that I shouldn't be nominated because they can't compete against me. So,
Well, that's what happens. Tough cookies. That's what happens when you're so good.
Yeah.
So you've decided not to run this year, let everyone else have a crack?
Yeah. Unless someone nominates me, and then I've got no choice.
Oh, that's true. Oh, that's a good point. Do other people take part? Is there a festive spirit in the town?
In Wainaka, there's three other houses that do the lights display that can be seen from the Murray Bridge to Loxton Highway. You can see that during the day as well as lit up. Karoonda's got their festive season, which there's houses and businesses light up. So, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a bit around.
Karoonda as well, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've been to Wainaka. Is it a small town? Is there much there?
No, there's not much here.
Yeah.
There's a population, and I think we've worked it out, there's 18 people.
Oh, right, so little.
But then we've got the farmers out on the outskirts.
But worth a trip, and there's some great country around there. It looks beautiful.
And yeah. Like I said, we're off the Murray Bridge to Loxton Highway, so yeah, it's pretty popular.
You can see it off the main road. Pretty bright display this year.
Definitely.
What do you got?
I can't tell you what my theme is because that's the competition for the kids.
Okay.
But I've got trees, reindeers. I've got a lot of cutouts. I've done a lot of things that's easier for me to be able to put up rather than try and put other bits and pieces up that I battle because of my health.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah,
oh, so
I do a lot of cutouts.
So you've got some restrictions with movement or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it tricky. I suppose it's a challenge. You've got to do things a different way.
And I do it for the kids.
Well, that's what Maxine and Michael were saying here in Murray Bridge. It's really just about the kids and the joy it brings.
Yeah. Seeing their faces is unreal. And each year the kids are getting older, so therefore I've got to make the competition a little bit harder.
How do the competitions work?
I work on themes. Every year is a theme. They have to work out what the theme is with the carport, with the Lucky Dips and novelty display, plus out the front, which is between my two driveways, which I call paddock. They have to work out what the theme is. And there's another competition that they need to count how many elves I've got. How many naughty elves. Yeah.
And what happens if they get it right?
They get a free lucky dip.
Oh, that's cool. And I hear you're very generously offering us some free lucky dips for people listening who want to take some children along.
Yes. If any of the listeners mention that they've heard it on the radio, they get a free boy-girl lucky dip.
That's very nice. Is that something that you get any support for? Do you have any sponsors?
I have sponsors from AJ's Home Store, Murray Bridge, Alexandrina Wildlife Support Group in Goolwa, Karoonda Post Office and Karoonda Pharmacy.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. I'm getting out there because I've been known to do my lights since 2005 and the dips have started since 2011.
I remember when I was a child, lucky dips were the bee's knees. There's just something so exciting about getting a gift and you don't know what it's going to be.
And seeing the kids, and this year everything, because I cater for boy, girl, I even cater for baby. And I also cater for the 18s plus, and they're all for $5 each.
Oh, really? 18s plus, so big boys and girls.
Yep.
Yep.
I've got to cater for all age bracket because they're all kids to me.
Yeah, we've all got a an inner child.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is just so lovely seeing the Christmas spirit in the community. I'm sure it costs a lot though. Do you get a big power bill at the end of it?
I'm pretty lucky. Thanks to my brother-in-law, I'm on solar, so I don't get a power bill at all now.
Oh, great. Oh, so you must have been one of the early adopters and had a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. That's great. Yeah. And it's on every night, or what's the go?
The lights display is right through to December.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lucky Dips are from Friday to Sunday, 8:30 to 10, right through to Christmas. And Christmas Eve and Christmas night, I'm open from 8:30 to midnight. And that's with the carport, with the Lucky Dips and the novelty display.
Oh, beautiful. That's awesome. So starting off tomorrow evening, all through the weekend, the following weekend, the weekend after that, and then the 22nd and 23rd, and of course Christmas Eve. That's great. So a lot of opportunities to go and check out some beautiful lights at Railway Terrace Wainaka in the Karoonda East Murray District. And if you mentioned that you heard on 5M you a free lucky dip for a boy or girl, well, that's generously from the creator, Carol Manaju. Thanks for joining me today, Carol. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Okay, then.